Foundations of Amateur Radio. The pursuit of amateur radio is a glorious thing. On the face of it, you're forgiven if you think of it as a purely technical endeavour. Far be it from me to dissuade you from that notion, but permit me to expand into other areas that rarely get a mention when we discuss this amazing hobby. It's the place where you go to communicate with other people who live a different life, doing the things that they enjoy. It's also the place for finding an excuse to go outside and set up your station on the side of a mountain, or a park, a museum, or a lighthouse. Then there's the joy of finding new friends who introduce you to other aspects of life. Supercomputing, the medical field, tow truck driving, radio astronomy, and electronics, to name a few. While I was the first person in my school to save up their summer job earnings to buy their own computer, a Commodore VIC-20, I never did come across this. It is pitch black. You are likely to be eaten by a GRU. Is a phrase that might mean something to you, or not. To set the stage, it's the 1960s. You're a science fiction author and you need a ravenous predator. With origins in Danish and Norwegian, GRU, from gruesome, seemed to fit the bill for Jack Vance while he was writing his Dying Earth series. Mind you, Robert Louis Stevenson used it in 1916 in a short story called The Waif Woman, writing, "And a GRU took hold upon her flesh," which is more gruesome than predator. Flash forward to 1977. You're writing an adventure game for a PDP-10 mainframe computer, whilst, let's call it, studying at MIT, and you need a way to stop people wandering off the map, and so the text adventure game Zork got its famous phrase. I'm mentioning this because I've wondered if anyone had used their love for Zork as an excuse to set up a server on HF radio that you could play with. I'll confess that I spent way too many hours looking at this, and it appears that you can use the software Direwolf as a way to get packet radio to work across amateur radio without needing anything more than a radio and a computer with a sound card. There's even an article by Rick Osgood titled "How to Set Up a Raspberry Pi Packet Radio Node with Zork," although I will mention that it relies on hardware to connect to a radio rather than use Direwolf. There's a few moving parts, but it looks like this is totally doable. There's already Docker containers for both Zork and Direwolf, even a container called Packet Zork, and a multi-user version called MultiZork. So how hard can it be? I jest. As an aside, because I'm a geek and I can, there's a common misconception that a Docker container is equivalent to a virtual machine. For lots of reasons, that's not true. A better way to think of it is as a security wrapper around an untrusted application. Speaking of untrusted, while we're all essentially bipedal lifeforms with a similar set of attributes on a daily basis, we seem to discover more and more reasons to find fault or demonize differences. Contrast this within the global community of radio amateurs, where we have this weird activity that we all seem to share. I think that the most underreported, perhaps even undervalued, aspect of our hobby is that it's an excuse to talk to someone else. It's like a force of attraction, the glue, the one starting point that you know another amateur has in common with you. So next time you venture outside, either in real life or virtually, consider at least for a moment that there are other radio amateurs among us, also having fun. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.